Over the weekend is this new book written by journalist Peter Louis Meyerberg, and it's called Gangster State, Unraveling Ace Mahashula's Web of Capture. And in it, of course, it suggests a number of issues, including, of course, the proceeds of a contentious 230 million rand asbestos audit deal. And essentially what it accuses Ace Mahashula of doing was that he was Mr. Shakedown. If you wanted to do any business in the Free State with the state, he had to get a kickback. Lumkile Mondi, of course, is a senior lecturer at the School of Economics and Business Sciences at Wits University. He joins us now. Very good morning to you, and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Bongani, and to listeners.
One of the central allegations in this new book is the idea that Ace Mahashula is sort of always a step ahead of the law. Suggestions that he not only gets tip-offs when he's investigated, but that he's got close ties to all the way to the National Commissioner's Office.
Bongani, I just want to remind you and the listeners that we're very excited about the book because it's a continuation, really, of the work that Ivo, as well as Ivo Chipkin and Max Swelling at macro level. And then now we've got another work at meso level by Mayberg, but also at micro level, at municipal level, by Chippy Olva, really completing the relevance of how the South African constitutional state has behind it a shadow state. And now, with evidence Peter Mayberg has put forward, which we're expecting Mr. Mahashula and the ANC came out with a statement yesterday to really disprove it, because this is evidence-based research. This is not rumor mongering. And that's exciting stuff that I think the investigative journalists and academics are trying to put into the public to really bring back the promise of a constitution. Yeah. To South Africans.
Adrian Basson writes this morning in News 24, he says there's a reason why former Presidents Nelson Mandela and Thabo Mbeki sidelined Mahashula from becoming the Premier of the Free State. And he says, of course, there was a time in the ANC when having corruption clouds hanging over your head actually did disqualify you from being promoted.
In fact, the reality is that, you know, when ethics and morality and constitutionalism have disappeared because of shadow state, that's what we get. This is why it's important for South Africans to engage with reality where our country finds itself, because it's no longer the same country that we had in 2007. If we don't take action, and those that are too big to jail start being prosecuted, because there is evidence, this country is going to remain quite contestable, particularly in creating inequalities which trap the majority of South Africans in poverty and high levels of unemployment.
So what are we to make of the ANC's immediate denial? I mean, is it something you could argue is to be expected? This is their Secretary General, after all. The fact that they're not interrogating the allegations contained in this book, they're saying, listen, it's about timing. Just a month before the elections, of course, this thing would come out from those who want to discredit Ace. Is it to be expected? And look, who's come out to bat for him within the party, within the alliance?
It is very disappointing for us academics, I think, as well as the investigative journalists, that when we have proofs of wrongdoing, the ANC with that statement does not engage with the facts, because this is not rumor mongering, as I said earlier. These are the facts, and I think they need to account. They need to account, because at the time this incident happened, he had sworn under oath and had a constitutional responsibility as a provincial leader. Therefore, we cannot take this issue for granted. If it was an ANC matter, that would be okay, but this was a person who had sworn under oath and had constitutional responsibility, and yet here is the proof that investigative journalist Mayberg has been able, and we want them, the ANC, to really prove to us that this evidence is wrong. But more important, if we want to create a society that is transparent, that is open, where there's proof of wrongdoing, we want people to pay for it. We cannot help people that are too big to jail.
All right, we'll leave it there with Lumkile Mondi, a senior lecturer at Wits University, also contributor to that book, Shadow State, The Politics of State Capture.